Chapter 76, To W.C. White and Wife, Battle Creek, Michigan, Monday, March 10, 1890. Dear Children, Willie and Mary, I have just come from the meeting. The room was full. The three apartments were in one. The Lord again poured upon me the spirit of supplication. Faith did take hold of the arm of infinite power. We did have the blessing of God. I spoke about 30 minutes. The Lord gave me power to speak before those present. Some confessions were made, and quite a number who had been in darkness made confessions of their finding Jesus and being free in the Lord. Elder D.T. Bordeaux spoke to the point. Brother Porter spoke, but his was not like the testimonies that had been borne. It was no light to the meeting, but in marked contrast to that which had been said. There is more and more freedom coming to the meeting. The darkness is no longer a controlling element. We are expecting more of God's Spirit, and longing and hoping and believing that the Lord will give special blessings. How I long to see these ministers free in the Lord and joyful in their God. I shall not leave for Chicago if it seems necessary to remain to help, but if it is best, shall go to Chicago 1 week from next Friday. I am so thankful that the current is changing, and that the Lord is at work for his ministers. Many of them will return to the field of their labor with much light, a deeper experience, and with more courage in the Lord. My health is quite good, but I am very tired, but the blessing of the Lord is of great value to me. I believe that I shall have the blessing of God. I feared I should leave this place in depression and discouragement, but the Lord is giving us tokens for good, and he will bring his people where they can praise his holy name. I think of you much. I want to see you all. We pray for you that the blessing of the Lord may rest upon you, and I believe the Lord will answer our prayer. I learn Brother Jones has come home this afternoon. I am much pleased to learn that Professor Prescott is giving the same lessons in his class to the students that Brother Wagner has been giving. He is presenting the covenants. John thinks it is presented in a clear and convincing manner. Since I made the statement last Sabbath that the view of the covenants as it has been taught by Brother Wagner was truth, it seems that great relief has come to many minds. I am inclined to think Brother Prescott receives the testimony, although he was not present when I made this statement. I thought it time to take my position, and I am glad that the Lord urged me to give the testimony that I did. Brother Larson has not opened his lips. I do not know how he feels. I thought he appeared some affected, but he keeps so far back I cannot tell. Many seem to be getting the blessing of faith and pardon. I called Brother Old's name and gave him a pointed testimony. He confessed Sabbath afternoon. This morning he talked in a very humble and broken way. Brother Binghouse said he was never so blessed in his life as he has been in the last few days. Brother Warren reveals the blessing of God in his face, for it looks as if the Sun of Righteousness was beaming upon him. He bore a testimony that he never felt the blessing of God to so great a degree in his heart before. Brother Pharaoh has humbled his heart, and he says he is free in the Lord and is wonderfully blessed. Brother Watt talked again this morning, and he says he is gaining a deep and rich experience in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He seems to be altogether a different man, and many whose names I do not know are coming into the light. Oh, I hope and pray that this work may move forward in great power. We must have the blessing of God deep and rich and full. Brother Olson stands well, firm and free, and boldly on the right side. What course D.L. Jones may take now, and what course Porter and Larson will take, who have been so actively engaged in sowing unbelief and prejudice, I cannot imagine. I hope that they will be born again. I no more carry a load because of the fact that I cannot express myself. I am free, and I talk as the Spirit of God giveth me utterance, and the word spoken is fully received by the largest number present. The men who have held things have no power now. There is a strong current setting heavenward, and if we wait on the Lord, we shall surely see of his salvation. He will work in our behalf. He will not let this ministerial institute break up in confusion and darkness. Nearly all who speak have made confession that they felt tried because they could not have the privilege of listening to Elder Wagner's teaching without so much interruption. They felt distressed and impatient over it, and with tears confessed that it was not the right spirit. So those men who have done their work of shedding darkness on the class see that they have not received much thanks for the pains that they have taken to ventilate their ideas. Brother Prescott will stand by the testimonies, I am sure, as will all, with few exceptions. Brother Breed, I think, will come out all sound. Well, I think I will hold this letter till after the morning meeting tomorrow. March 11. Dear children, my heart is filled with thanksgiving and praise to God. The Lord has poured upon us His blessing. The backbone of the rebellion is broken in those who have come in from other places. This morning the room was full. We first had prayer, then Brother Olson spoke. I followed in the same line in which I have been laboring since 1 week ago last Sabbath. The Lord put words into my mouth to speak, and Elder Bordeaux spoke well. Elder Wagner spoke very humbly. Brother Stewart spoke with much feeling and humility. Brother Farrow spoke well. Brother Larson then spoke and confessed that his feeling had not been right. I responded, and he took his position on the testimonies. Brother Porter was on his feet, all broken up, so that he could say nothing for a few moments. Then he said that when I had spoken to him personally, before those assembled in the office chapel, he rose up against it. But he felt now that it was just what he needed, and he thanked the Lord for the reproof. He confessed the wrong that he had done me and Elder Wagner, and humbly asked us to forgive him. He said he could not see clearly on all points in regard to the covenants, but that he would walk humbly before God, follow Jesus, and seek light all the time. He said that he had been disbelieving the testimonies, but he said, I believe them now. God has spoken to us through Sister White this morning. I believe every word. I accept the testimony as from God. I take my stand upon them, for I believe that to be the Lord's side. Brother Dan Jones was present. He kept his head bowed upon the seat all the time, did not lift it up once till the meeting closed. He only returned yesterday afternoon. Captain Eldridge was present. The whole room was sobbing and praising God, for there was a revealing of His power. He drew graciously near. I hear nothing of Elder Smith, but we hope the gracious influence of the Spirit of God may rest upon him, and he will find his way out of the darkness. We are full of hope and courage since these men, so strong and high-headed, have begun to feel that they are working against the Spirit of God. My talk was reported. When I get it, I will send it to you. I think that there will be a different state of things than there has been, and the work done in Battle Creek will help them here. Brother Prescott talked well and plainly, told them that we're assembled, that God has spoken to us through Sister White this morning. Let us, he said, take heed to these words. He wept like a baby when Brother L. and P. were making their confessions. Brother Olson is so glad and feels so relieved, he scarcely knows what to do with himself. Brother Wagner feels so thankful. I hurry this off so that you may get it.